All right, what moves me from the side of faith to the side of doubt? One of the first things is this. If I begin to focus on the circumstance and my emphasis is on appearances, how does this appear? That is, if I focus on the circumstances, I'm going more than likely to swing to the side of doubt. Because when we see things quickly and immediately upon hearing or facing them, the object is there, what happens is it's always bigger, larger, greater, grander, more imposing, more threatening. Upon first seeing it, it's always that way. And so when we focus on the circumstances, what happens is we just swing to the left. And so one of the primary reasons our faith turns to doubt is because of that. We focus on the circumstances. The second thing is this, and that is we give into our feelings of feeling weak. Listen, when you feel hopeless and helpless, you feel weak. You may become physically weak. And physically, your body will respond to what your mind and your emotions are doing. That is, if your emotions are going through a real troublesome time, your body is going to bear witness of that. And so the physical body is going to respond. The emotional part of us is going to respond. Our mind, our whole being begins to respond. We begin to feel weak and we begin to feel out of sorts, out of control, and helpless and hopeless and fearful. And all those things begin to get generated on the inside of us as a result of that. And so there's going to be that second thing. A third thing is this. And that is our interpretation of what we see and what we hear. Oftentimes, the way we interpret a thing is not the way it is at all. But if I interpret it on the negative side, if I see, well, this leaves me hopeless, this leaves me helpless, this leaves me empty, this leaves me with nothing, there's no way I can handle this, there's no way I can come out of this. My interpretation of those circumstances will certainly push and swing me to the left, that is, swing my pendulum on the side of doubt. Now, we don't like to acknowledge that, but what I'm saying here is, I want you to see, and I keep repeating these feelings because those are natural feelings, but they're feelings we have to get in subjection, and we can bring them in subjection to the truth. What you want to do is bring those feelings in subjection to the truth. Do not deny that they're there. They are there. Bring them in subjection to the truth. This is what I feel. This is what I see. This is the way I see this thing, but what is the truth? And asking that question will help bring the pendulum back. Another thing that's important is that it'll bring us to the side of doubt is the interpretation of others about our situation. Isn't it interesting that anybody can interpret your situation and give you a very concise, clear, brief answer of exactly what you ought to do and why in the world don't you do it? Well, because most of the time they're out in left field. Because usually, unless you have a real godly counselor, who is looking out not only for your best interest, but the will of God in your life, they're usually going to tell you what they think you want to hear. They just want to encourage you along. And so we have to be careful because oftentimes someone else's interpretation and their advice and their counsel will just drive us that much further over here. Well, if I were you, here's what I'd do. And oftentimes they'll tell us to do the wrong thing, think wrong, the wrong. Well, I wouldn't let anybody take advantage of me. Well, here's what I would do. And what does that do? That gets us negative. That gets us out of sorts. It gets us out of God's perspective and viewpoint. And then we got a double problem. Now we're just getting angry. Now we're just getting hostile. Before long, you'll be feeling that way toward God. And so these are things that are a hindrance. Now, there's one other here that I want to mention, and that is that we hear the whispers of Satan. And he says, why do you think God is going to do that? What makes you think God's going to do that for you? Look at your life. You think God can forgive you? You think God is going to save you? Why do you think God's going to bail you out of this financial situation? You knew better. Isn't it interesting that Satan never says, God's sovereign? Why doesn't Satan speak some truth? Because he's the father of lies. He made his own lies to create doubt and deception in the life of the believer to cause us to do what? To cause us to have our pendulum swing over here, doubting God, saying he's no longer trustworthy. You can't put your trust in him. That honors the devil and dishonors God. And so I think when we think in terms of what causes it, we swing to the side of doubt. All of those things are absolute major issues. Now, then what we have to ask is, what about swinging to the other side? As we said, when we look at the circumstances, we listen to the advice of others, and we interpret these things the way they seem to be, and all these feelings we have, and the whispers of Satan, what is it that's going to bring my pendulum back on this side that I can say, I'm going to trust God in this situation no matter what? Well, let's think about it. Because in this passage of Scripture, there is certainly a very clear picture of what is happening in the life of Jehoshaphat here. Now, before I get to specifics here, let me just give you these so you can jot them down. Listen, one of the best ways to get it in motion in the other direction is to remember the promises of God. Remember the promises of God. No matter what you see, what you feel, no matter how debilitated you may feel, what you want to do is you want to remember the promises of God. What did God promise me in circumstances and situations like this? Satan's feeding you reasons to doubt. God wants you to, listen, draw up from your well of spiritual truth those promises that you know that God has given to you. He wants you to draw from that well of spiritual knowledge that you have and to recall the promises of God. Thank you, dear Father. Here's what you said. You said, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you whithersoever you go. Thank you, dear Father. So the first thing I want to do is to remember the promises of God. Second thing I want to do is to recall the very nature of God. Who is this God whom I serve? He's a God who is a God of all love and power, a God who's looking out for my best interest. When I begin to think about the character and the nature of God, it's going to get my pendulum swinging in the other direction. Because then, who becomes the focus of my attention? God becomes the focus. When I think about who He is and His power and His might and His strength and His love, then my focus has moved from that which is negative to that which is powerful, that which is weak to that which is absolutely powerful, to that which could cause me harm to the one who loves me with all of His divine heart. So what I want to do is I want to remember His promises. I want to recall His nature. And then I want to ask God, Lord, I want to see this from your viewpoint. How do you see this? Now, you see, oftentimes what we look at and see as a mountain, God sees as just a little molehill. What we see as an elephant, He sees as an ant. What we see as a tragedy, He sees as an opportunity to demonstrate His power, to show us how to bring us through something triumphantly and victoriously. We want to see it from God's perspective. Now, if I'm going to see things from God's perspective, I've got to sort of know how God looks at things. And not only that, but also one of the things that will jerk me back over here to the positive side of believing Him, listen, is recalling His faithfulness to me in past tests of my faith. Listen, think about how faithful God has been to you in difficulty and hardship in times before. Over and over and over again, you've been tested and tried. No matter what it was, it may have been finances, relationships, illness, loss of a loved one, job, or whatever it might be. No matter what it is, God has proven faithful. And you're talking about getting your pendulum swinging in the right direction. When you start remembering His promises and recalling who He is and getting His viewpoint and remembering how faithful He's been to you in the past over and over and over again, friend, that gets your pendulum moving in the right direction. And not only that, you have on the inside of you the Holy Spirit. The Bible says He is there to bring to our mind those things that we need to remember. He's there to remind us who we are in Christ Jesus. He's there to remind us that all power has been given to Him and He's living on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit, listen, while Satan is whispering his negatives and his doubts and his deceptions, the Spirit of God is shouting to our heart, He is a God of love. He is a God of goodness. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of power. He's here to help you. He will bring you through this. We need to be able to understand these two voices and to choose the voice of the Spirit, not the voice of Satan. I'm here to tell you, He will whisper, He will shout, He will do anything to get your mind off God. God wants us thinking about Him, concentrating on Him. And so when we begin to recall His promises, something begins to happen. When we begin to refresh our mind and recall those experiences of His faithfulness in the past, something begins to happen that gets us from where it is all so negative and so hurtful and so painful all the way over here where He's doing something entirely different.